Good morning, Cornerstone friends. Welcome to our morning gathering together. Psalm 36, verses 5 to 9. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, and your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness stands like the strong mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, shall save both man and beast. How precious is your loving mercy, O God! All mortal flesh shall take refuge under the shadow of your wings. They shall be satisfied with the abundance of your house. They shall drink from the river of your delights. For with you is the well of life, and in your light shall we see light. O God, the well of life, make us bright with wisdom, that we may be lightened with the knowledge of your glory, in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Psalms that have been included in our prayers since Sunday seem to me to share two themes. Firstly, that of comfort and refuge. Perhaps we could use a current word for that, protection. And second was that of abundance. My cup shall be full, abundance of your house. So with those two ideas in mind, let's move on. Protection has come to the fore in our news bulletins. Lack of protective clothing for those tending the very sick and frail. We keep away from other people for our own protection on the part of we who are isolated. And then there's balancing the elements of data to decide how to come out of lockdown and protect the economy. We've not experienced such uncertainty for a long time, perhaps going back to the middle of the last century. And on Friday this week, we will mark the declaration of the end of war in Europe after World War II. Although there were still some months of war in Asia and the atomic bomb to come yet. Today, we have news that we seem to be overcoming COVID-19, but still do not know quite how the current difficulties will end. So we still need to pray for those who are suffering from this disease and those who care for them. Some of these carers are Christian, but not all. Some will have no faith, and some may be Muslim. These will be working whilst fasting in daylight hours at this time. Imagine wearing a hijab underneath all the full personal protection suit and going a whole day without food. How precious is your loving mercy, O God! You are the well of life. Give strength to all who care for the sick and those who cannot care for themselves. Let them not flag this day, but keep a feeling of great joy in showing kindness and mercy in your name. Amen. And this week in the church calendar, we remember Julian of Norwich from over 650 years ago. Not a man, as you might think from the name, but a woman, an anchoress. That's someone who has a vocation for isolation from society. She was very ill in 1373 and had a great vision which she recorded in writing. Revelations of Divine Love. The earliest writings of a woman in the English language. And she is remembered for writing these words. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well. Many of us are in isolation and may feel a bit like anchorites or an anchoress. These times of prayer do give us an opportunity to be closer to God and to strengthen our spiritual life. But we are not called to live alone. We're called to be a community at one with each other. And we live in a world where we can be in touch with people all over the world. And if we do not have a dispersed family, we certainly rely on unknown people all over the world for our needs. Did you have tea or coffee this morning? Are you wearing cotton? Compared with most of the world, we in the United Kingdom have an abundance for our needs. Even the poorest in our society has more than many people in less developed countries that supply our tea, coffee, and clothing. I put a reminder on WhatsApp about Christian Aid Week starting from the 9th of May. I'm adding to these postings a short article tucked away in my newspaper on Monday. It's about charities in general. Charities are facing very big problems at present, as their usual means of fundraising rely on us getting together. Fun runs, fetes, sporting events, and many volunteers are in isolation. Find time to be generous and show your thanks. If not Christian Aid, then some other cause dear to your heart. Gracious God, we thank you for our preservation on this new day, for the opportunities we have to show your love to one another. Keep us ever mindful that we rely on the diligence of thousands of unknown people for all our needs this day. Tell us what each of us can do to show your love today for those unknown to us whose work meets all our needs. Amen. Let us finish with the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore. Amen. The love of our Cornerstone Fellowship go with you if you're going, and stay with you if you're staying. Have you booked a slot for coffee later today with Ernest? Whatever you do today, keep safe.